Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
About a month ago, my boyfriend and I were making out, and he went in for a quickie. It hurt when he was trying to insert his penis, but after he got in, I was fine. When he finished, however, we noticed blood, and I noticed a little discomfort. A few days ago, I attempted to masturbate, and while it didn't hurt upon penetration, I still bled. Should I be worried?
In all likelihood, no. This is a common experience. Here's why. When a woman feels sexually aroused or has sex, it typically takes some time, even several minutes, for sufficient vaginal lubrication to kick in. Vaginal lubrication is a process. It doesn't happen in an instant. So if you decided to have intercourse before you had sufficient lubrication, then it makes sense that it hurt while your boyfriend was trying to insert his penis into your vagina. Using a little lubricant or spending more time in foreplay to enhance natural vaginal lubrication may have helped make insertion more comfortable and pleasurable for you. Once your boyfriend's penis was inside your vagina may have lubricated more. It's also possible that his penis helped drag vaginal lubrication throughout the vaginal canal, thus helping sex to feel better. Without much vaginal lubrication, the vagina is more prone to small cuts and tears, which may explain the blood that you notice after sex. It can take a few days for these small vaginal cuts and tears to completely heal, and so occasional light vaginal bleeding in the days following sex is not uncommon, especially if the vagina is further touched in ways that aggravate the cuts and tears as they try to heal, such as during your masturbation. In the future, you might consider spending more time in foreplay to build up vaginal lubrication before intercourse. Using a water-based lubricant can also help make quickies more comfortable, pleasurable, and satisfying for both of you. If the bleeding persists, if it's associated with pain or discomfort, or if you have questions about your personal health, please check in with a healthcare provider. You can also learn more about vaginal health by reading the V-Book, A Doctor's Guide to Complete Vulvovaginal Health by Elizabeth Stewart and Paula Spencer, or a book that I co-authored with Vanessa Schick titled Read My Lips, A Complete Guide to the Vagina and Vulva.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
How common are sexually transmitted infections, and which ones are most common? Are there symptoms I should look for?
Many sexually active adolescents and adults have or have had a sexually transmissible infection, or STI. Two of the most common STIs are chlamydia and the human papillomavirus, which we often just call HPV. Chlamydia is very common among 15 to 24-year-olds. In fact, it is the most common bacterial STI in the United States. It can be spread through vaginal, oral, or anal sex. Then there's HPV, which about 60 to 80% of adults are thought to have been exposed to. HPV is the virus that can cause cervical changes or genital warts, though most women in men's bodies seem not to experience serious HPV-related problems. There is a new HPV vaccine for women called Gardasil, which appears to be successful in protecting women against the effects of certain strains of HPV. The vaccine is associated with a reduced rate of certain cervical problems and diagnoses of genital warts. HPV can also be spread through vaginal, oral, or anal sex, and it may put women and men at greater risk for genital cancers, anal cancers, and mouth cancers. But just because you have HPV does not mean that you will get cancer. Most people get HPV, but these cancers are still relatively rare. In terms of symptoms you should watch out for, pretty much any genital itching, burning, discomfort, discharge, sores, bumps, or lesions should be discussed with your healthcare provider, even if you feel embarrassed. It is really important to take care of your own sexual health and that of your partner. Many people don't notice genital symptoms, or else they pass off their symptoms as something else. For example, sometimes women think that their genital itching is caused by a yeast infection, or men or women may think they have razor burn when really they may have herpes. The bottom line is don't assume that your symptoms are meaningless. If you notice changes in the way that your genitals feel or look, please check it out with your healthcare provider. It's also important to know that some STIs, such as chlamydia, rarely have symptoms. But that doesn't mean that STIs aren't serious. If they're left untreated, chlamydia and gonorrhea can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease among women and fertility problems for both sexes. If you are sexually active, make sure you get tested regularly. Check in with your healthcare provider to learn about the STI tests that are right for you.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.